Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio with the sun beaming into the window. Scottsdale AZ by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How are we doing?
Good. Good and happy to be here. So my Tim Sr. would say, perfect in every way.
Perfect in every way.
Perfect
in every way. The only way your dad ever says it.
How's it going?
I appreciate it every single time.
Perfect in every way. All right. Well, there's not much you can say about that.
As it should be. I love that.
I've heard a lot worse. good episode. Let's get right into it, guys. Three-legged stool versus a four-legged stool. This is news to me. I always thought when somebody said a three-legged stool, it meant it was missing a leg and it was unstable. But when you really think about it, after I thought about it, you're like, No, a four-legged stool is unstable if one of the legs is a touch longer, whereas a three-legged stool is always stable.
I think it goes back to, like, the physics of a triangle, right? Like, it's just mathematically, It's always kind of home base. But yeah, if you think of a three-legged stool, all three legs always touch the ground.
Yeah. And so that kind of got us talking about the foundation, and the most stable gyms have three legs or three pillars, if you will, when it comes to their gym. And this is what we teach and what we deliver in our Business Accelerator program. And the three things are systems, automation, lead generation. And the question becomes, well, could you operate your business without one of the three? And the answer is yeah, but not very well. So if you want a stable business, one that runs without you involved and everybody knows their roles and you've got a constant client, replacing any churn and doing the job consistently with the automation, you need to have all three.
Yep.
So if you have systems and automation, but no leads to fill in, you're missing the boat, right? You're not feeding the beast. If you have lead generation and systems, but no automation, you're missing potential.
Correct.
Because the lead generate or the automation that we speak of goes well beyond. And there's an episode already just aired about it goes way further than lead nurture to appointment.
Yes.
It's the entire customer life cycle in your facility and having automation and journeys for every single piece of it. And so not having that piece, you're missing tons of potential, getting old clients back, missing calls,
retaining clients.
And if you have lead generation and automation, but no systems, boy, that's probably the worst. That's probably the worst thing.
That's where we probably see most gyms though. Because I mean, a lot of them, and nowadays most lead gen companies claim that they have some form of automation, but to your point, it's just getting them to the point of consultation. So most gyms find themselves with a lead generation campaign or, leg, if you may, some form of automation, but then you're plugging them into a business that doesn't run on any system. It's you're winging it day to day type of thing. And that's, unfortunately, that's the majority of gyms that we work with, that we were exposed to, I guess I should say.
Yeah. I think the super intelligent gym owners start with systems.
Absolutely.
Before they even open the gym.
Yep.
Now, when you're young and naive, like I was when I opened my gym, I didn't have any systems. I just was going to work hard, sell, push them into the system or push them into the gym and repeat it. Do that as many times as possible and you should win. But then your retention lacks because the customer experience is all over the board and you don't have real good retention systems and you don't have contracts and you don't have billing systems and you don't have scheduling systems.
Staffing structure, staff, right? Yeah. How are you paying them? Are they independents? Are they employee? Like their systems is such a vague word in a way, but it handles so much within a facility.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I think gym owners kind of overlook systems. When they hear it, they're just like, well, no, you know, I mean, I'm good
white,
there.
It's white noise.
Yeah. I don't think they clearly understand a lot of it. And yet we would believe that like the majority of the potential lives behind the systems of the business.
100%.
Before any lead generation campaign, what do you plug them into?
Well, that's why we always speak to lead generation last when we're coaching clients. I know that's always the first need and want. First want. Desire, the first want is like, yeah, I just need more leads and more clients in my gym and everything will be fine. I have a beautiful presentation on this at the Grow Summit. When you push more leads into a broken foundation, the cracks expand and grow and crumble.
You're accelerating your problems, yeah.
The whole premise of book number one in this podcast is Built to Grow. It has, the whole point is to have the foundations of your operation in place before you try to grow, because you can't grow on a, I guess, call it an unstable foundation. And that's what the three legs are. It's very stable,
yep.
Very stable foundation. And even within the systems element, let's talk about the three pillars of the stool, the three legs of the stool, and then break each one of these down. Lead generation is more than one single campaign.
Yes.
It's all of your marketing. It's creation of interest in a marketplace through multiple mediums, poles, hooks, bait, all the things over there. Automation is broken down into all of the journeys within a facility, from somebody that doesn't show up to a consultation to somebody that's a current member and loving on them for the next 12 to 18 to 24 months, to somebody that cancels their membership and nurturing them to come back over a long term. And then all of your leads that aren't clients getting weekly content and everything else in between. That's automation. Systems, we get into the four systems plus mindset, which we've got, you know, conversion systems, delivery, ascension, and attraction systems that all break into, I mean, months and months of content that we teach into our accelerator.
Accelerator, yeah.
So yes, we say systems, automation, and lead generation, but within each one, they break down into multiple parts.
The greatest analogy I've ever used, I think, when it comes to our accelerator program and why we built it, that linear structure to where lead generation is kind of the final focus, is because like the analogy is easy. It makes it really clear, right? Like I always go to a ship. Before you jump on a ship and you take a cruise across, you know, the ocean, captain needs to know where he's going. So we start with mindset, right? You have to know you've got the capability, your roles, your responsibilities, and the vision, right, of where the business has got to go. Then we turn our attention, before we put people in the boat, we turn our attention to the boat itself. And that's what the systems of the business address. We plug all the holes, we tune it up, we make sure your delivery's dialed in. Now we're confident that the captain and the boat are ready for water. Now we're capable of putting people in the boat. Right. And so if you switch it or you reverse any of those things, sure, you can absolutely put people in a boat that doesn't
float
or doesn't, you know, have the engines or isn't optimal. But at the end of the day, what is the likelihood you get to your destination?
Yes, less. Very good analogy.
And it's when you hear that, if that isn't enough for a gym owner to go, oh, I need to focus on systems, you're probably just stuck on the lead generation focus. And to me, it's such a short-term solution for a long-term problem, right? You're just constantly, you're shoving people in the front door and you're not even paying attention to the amount of people that are walking out month after month because you're just constantly focused on where the next new member is coming from.
Yeah, yeah. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. You know, and I'll give a great example here. We had a lot of staff turnover lately, and we've lost a ton of clients, like more than ever. Like this is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But I could just say, hey, we need more lead generation to fix the problem. The problem is we need to stabilize our staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the delivery system within our, that's not a lead generation fixable problem, because the clients, you know, we say the biggest attrition event in any gym is staff turnover, mm-hmm. or when your coach leaves, when the coach, you know, a clients get attached to a coach and they leave or whatever it is, and you do everything in your power to avoid that from happening, one, but to limit the impact if when it does. And even us who are very focused on customer experience, doesn't matter what coach, changes change. And when you have a lot of change, it really rocks the boat, right?
Yeah.
A lot of choppiness in the water, yeah. it pushes those people fall off the overboard, right?
There
and
you
they,
go.
And they, you know, swim off into another boat. Right? yeah. And if we're going to stay in that. And you know, it, yeah, lead generation would be nice, but I could keep filling people, you know, throwing people in here and people are still going to leave because we don't.
Well, know. And let's talk about that too, because that's where most gym owners find themselves. Most gym owners are focused on lead generation because they have to be, because they have a retention issue, because they're not actually keeping clients. I mean, in your gym, typically clients can stay 34 months plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that is a hell of a lot different than a gym that has a 3, 6, 9 month, even 12 month retention rate. And when you're just focused on outselling the problem, much like the challenge mentality and the low barrier offer stuff, all you're doing is creating a cyclical revolving door of marketing and sales. Delivery is the last thing that you're focused on. And that's the reason that you're in the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you apply the attention to retaining clients longer, the value of each of those clients is astronomical. Yeah.
And
in comparison.
The need and the desperation for lead generation starts to dwindle.
Yep.
It's just you go back to the most systematic, hey, let's get, you know, 5 consults a week, every week, and just do like clockwork right there.
And you know, it's the 20 mile march in a way, right? Versus the Hail Mary every single month.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's I can't say every gym, but like when we look at the industry, you know, and we're talking with dozens and dozens of new gym owners every single month, 9 out of 10 are doing just that. They're focused on what lead generation campaign am I running? How many people can I shove through my doors this month? And they have absolutely no bearing of measurement on what their retention rates are, what their actual client value is. It's just always trying to get the next person.
Yeah. We're working with a gym owner that's just about to open his doors, and mm-hmm. he's kind of going through his systems and everything else. And, yes, this is all we're focusing on, is the delivery of the product.
Yeah.
That's the number one goal and focus for any gym, regardless of your age or how long you've been in the industry. It always goes back to the delivery of the service. The product, if what you're selling at the point of sale, the promise, what are you delivering in the gym?
Yeah.
And usually it's lackluster, it's missing things, it could always be better, we could always be better, there's an infinite constant improvement happening. You always, what's that, Kaizen?
Sure. Yeah, Kaizen, yeah.
You always have to continuously learn and evolve, because after a while, you know what? Somebody down the street catches up to you, or they're doing the same thing that you're doing in a way, and now you have more competition.
Yeah.
Right? And so you always got to continuously evolve and improve. And that's all we're focused on. And usually that fixes most of the problems in a gym.
Yeah.
With retention, for sure. It's like, well, what are they really getting? What's the programming? What look like? How do they get the programming? What are the, and then if you have coach turnover, you're starting right back over, right? You got to go attract and train and everything else. So.
Well, let's talk about the most expensive one of them too. Lead generation is where you're going to spend the most money to fix the problems. You have to outsell you, which means you have to put money into the marketplace. You have to have, you know, the cost per acquisition for every single new person walking through your door. It takes a hell of a lot more money to acquire a new client than it does to keep them one more month.
Sure.
Or keep them how many more months? Yeah. You know what I mean? But yet we look past what's right in front of us because we're just always so focused on more is better.
Right.
And it's not. More is more. And even on the other side of things, right, when you have a delivery system, and we've talked about this before, I mean, there is no strategic advantage of being the second most expensive in your marketplace. But if you're going to be expensive,
I'm sorry to poke holes in that one. There is a strategic advantage of being the second most expensive when there's only 2 people in the market.
Find a gym that has only one competitor. Your park is the competitor too,
yeah.
right? Like it's far beyond that typically.
I just wanted to throw.
Yeah, there is one case.
One case.
But when you can focus on, I don't remember where I was going with that entirely, but like when you focus on the delivery component, as opposed to just trying to spend money to get that next person,
you're
solving a much, much bigger problem instead of just kicking the can and kicking the can and try, like, all so many fitness businesses that I talk to are literally a marketing and sales business. Fitness is the last thing that they think of.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because they started this business to help people and train. And
their passions are usually changing lives and
in the right place.
Yeah.
But because of the lack of business acumen or the lack of focus on the business acumen, therefore you default back to always getting the next person in the door. Look, the lifeblood of any gym is lead flow.
Yeah.
Lead flow, it's cash flow, but it's lead flow as well to get cash flow. You got to have it. That's one of the three legs. We don't ignore it. It's not like you don't need it. You absolutely do need it. But without the systems, it's like now you got two legs and that whole thing collapses. Yeah. Focus on systems. And again, sometimes it's like, well, what is a system? It's the opposite of winging it. So having systems are the opposite of winging it every day. It's having a process and a procedure for every element in your facility.
Yeah.
From how you answer the phone to how you take somebody on a consultation, to how you onboard them, how you program, how do you coach, how do you schedule, how do you take money, your contracts, your pricing, all of it, your org chart, the way you the gym smells, sounds, looks, the design of the gym, the layout, it's all part of the system. Focus there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the hardest, but usually the hard work is what you need to be doing and what you're probably avoiding.
Correct.
So the good news is we've got processes. We have a system for systems. We have a business accelerator program that solves this for tons of gyms. We got how many people on these calls right now? We're doing it in every Wednesday.
Oh, with the Iron Circle clients and stuff that are going through it? Yeah. Think about that too, guys. Like, we're taking our entire Iron Circle right through the same path that all of our accelerator clients are going down. Because one, we want to make sure that their systems are dialed in. Mm-hmm. They've got successful businesses. They're doing at least $30,000 a month in recurring. And we're still taking them through this foundational systems-based course so that we aren't accelerating problems in their gym by focusing on...
We're not skipping the hard work.
Yeah.
They're going through it just like everybody else. Because what we realized was we had a path where you can skip the accelerator in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We had a path where you could just like join the INC, like you're doing 40, 50, 60. You must have all this stuff in place. No, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
There was gyms in the past that joined the Iron Circle that, you know, were doing the revenue numbers and the profit numbers, but the business owner was buried in the gym and they hated it. Yes, they outworked the problem and they had good revenue, but they were working way too damn hard and too damn long in their operations and they got burned out. And then we don't want that either, right? So let's get the foundational stuff built to grow, get the systems locked and loaded, and then everything else becomes easier after that.
Yeah. You've got a flow. Everything flows into the systems. The systems and the staffing structure that you create handle the brunt of the delivery. Yeah. Of the fulfillment of the service that you're selling on the front end.
Yeah.
And you can't take your focus. And that's, I guess, the idea of the three-legged stool is you can't take your focus off of, you need all three of those components. And when you have all three of those, that's really what we've identified leads to the most successful gyms that we've ever worked with.
That's exactly where we're getting with this. The whole point of this episode was the most successful gyms have these three things and they do them well.
Yep.
The gyms that don't do well are missing one of these or they don't do any of these things well. And if we're here to help you win, you need to know this stuff. So hopefully that helps you guys. If you do need help with your gym and operations, reach out. Link will be somewhere in the show notes. We'd love to take you on as a client and help you win the game because this game is winnable.
Mm-hmm.
It's winnable and you deserve to win. You know what I mean? You're in the right industry. It's hard as hell. But it's very fulfilling when you do it right. So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.